Birchas Kriyas Ma'adaf, Yud Gimel Yud Aleph, and the Gedder of the Brachos, and the Isser Hefzik in the Brachos and Kriyas Ma. The Mishnah says, Beprokim Shalom Bepnei Akavud Umeshiv, Ubeemtza Shalom Bepnei Yir Umeshiv, Ziv Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Imer Beemtza Shalom Bepnei Yir Umeshiv Bepnei Akavud, Beprokim Shalom Bepnei Akavud Umeshiv Shalom Bechal Odom. Machlekes Yitin Remeir and Rebbe Yehuda, as to when a person can be mafsik in the brachos of Kriyas Shema and Kriyas Shema, Rebbe Yehuda is noches daraga achas from Remeir. And the Mishnah continues: Elohim ben aprokim ben brachos rishon leshniya ben shniya leshma ben shma v'alim shemoyo ben shemoyo ben shemoyo v'vayomer ben vayomer leyem seyatzik. Yehuda ben vayomer leyem seyatzik v'yatzik. The shaila is that what iser is there to be mafsik b'chlal in Kriyas Shema? L'chora, it's not a middle of a bracha. Where is the mokim that it should be also b'chlal to be mafsik afilu b'emtza perik? Certainly, ben aprokim you could ask where should it be iser to be mafsik. The chatchilu to be shoyl, to meishiv the kol adam according to everybody. Where is the mokim iser to be mafsik in Kriyas Shema b'chlal? Why should it be aser? And fakert you could ask what heter is there to be mafsik in a bracha? L'chora in the middle of a bracha to Hashem, the birchas Kriyas Shema. There be'emtza, we have l'kuli alma, you're allowed to be either meishiv, b'nei ayir, or b'nei akovid. L'chora, what heter is there to be mafsik in the middle of a bracha? Where do we ever find that you're allowed to be mafsik for anything in the middle of a bracha? Certainly for hashavas sholim. And more of a question is, b'chlal, by the brachos, where's the makom to aser shela sholim ben brachos? L'chora, if the brachos are not ma'akiv, which is the way that Rav Rishon and Paskin, that the brachos are not ma'akiv, that's really the Yerushalmi, even the rules that are machmer, but pashas it's only betzibur, we saw machlekes in the halacha, but the pashas is, according to Rav Rishon, that the brachos are not ma'akiv. If the brachos are not ma'akiv, then what's the iser to be mafsik between the brachos? You don't have to say the brachos b'chlal. How does it pass a hefsik between two things that you don't even have to say b'chlal? As they affect the Rajbo. And you can't say, the Cholapach is at the Liba the Rajba, you can't say that the Isser is because you're being mafsik between a bracha and a bracha was smuch lechavrto. Ava Rabba is smuch lechavrto of Yitzhar Ar. And that's why it's not by Seach Bebarach. So lechatchilo, don't be mafsik between the brachas. Because the Rajba says lehedi on Dafir Aleph that Ava Rabba is not a bracha was smuch lechavrto. Despite the fact that Rav Rishonim hold that it is, so much so the Meiri holds it's a bracha was smuch lechavrto, really should start with Baruch. And the Meila by Omar Lehem Amemuno, when they said one bracha of Avarabba, he says they should start with Baruch Ata Hashem, even though Avarabba doesn't start with Baruch Ata Hashem. That's only because it's Smuch Lechavrto. But if it's not Smuch Lechavrto, it should start with Baruch Ata Hashem. But the Rajba says Lehedya that Avarabba is not a bracha Smuch Lechavrto, and even so it doesn't start with Baruch Ata Hashem. So if that's the case, where is their Bechlal Amachim? The whole apostles according to the Rajba, really in all the Rishonim, but for sure in the Rajba, where is their Amachim to Aser a Hefzik between the brachas? You don't even have to say the brachas, says the Rajbo. The brachas are not ma'akiv. So even if I didn't say b'chlal, it's not ma'akiv. Where is there a mokin to be iser to be mafsik in between the brachas? The Ra'ol and Daf Yudalid, he's medayik from the Mishnah. He says, if the bein aprokim is bein bracha rishon l'shniya and bein shniya l'shma, he says, if you're allowed to be mafsik between Ava Rabba and Shma, says it's muchach that the bracha is not a birchas ha-mitzvah. Because if it would be a berachas mitzvah, then zikr, you can't be mafsik in between. No one's allowed to be mafsik for shela shalom between alatilas lulav and picking up the lulav. So certainly it can't be, says, there's a mefurish arai from the Mishnah, says the Ra'o, that the bracha of Avarabba is not a berachas mitzvah. If it was a berachas mitzvah, it wouldn't pass the heter to be shoyl mipnei ha-kovid, shoyl mipnei ha-yira ha-kovid, between Shema and between Avarabba and Shema, because then you'd be mafsik between the mitzvah and the bracha and the mitzvah. Zokter, he says also, if it was a bracha mitzvah, then it should have been a matbea kotzer, he says, Asher kidishonu mitzvah tzivonu, likoreis hashma. Says the Ra'a, birchas Avarabba, I'll read his word, his lashon is, ikra al chesed shegmolanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vahavnu lelamdeinu teres emes chukim mishpatim tzadikim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ava, and regarding the Torah that he gave us, uleyachet shmei bahava, it's not a berachas mitzvah. It was be'ikur niskan on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ava for us and for the Torah v'chulu. They were misakin it on Kriyashma, In other words, even the Ra'az maskim that Hagam, that it's not a Birch the Mitzvahs, its Zichr was Nisgan on Kriyashma, and the Shaykhis is because the Vishaba Yichashmoy Vavas Yishbarach Vaskaras HaMitzvahs. L'chor of the Mashmoyis is, that was the Rajba that we saw at the beginning of this man, the Rajba in Tshuva, Chelak Aleph Tem Mem Zayin, Seipshan and Rashi. He asked why, according to Rashi, on Beis Omer Aleph, Rashi says that the minhag of the Olam was that they would daven Mariv Miboyd Yoyim. And he says, ah, you're not Yotze Shema. It's not a problem because you're going to say the first parasha, Alamito, says Rashi, with that you'll be Yotze Yudaraisa. The Mashmoyis is that the rest of Shema and the brachas of Kriya Shema, you were Yotze ready before and you don't have to say again. The Shaila is, why is it not a bracha levatolo? Says the Rashba. I'll tell you why it's not a bracha levatolo. Because the brachas are not berachas and mitzvahs for Kriya Shema. They were niskan to be said in conjunction with Kriya Shema, but they're not a bracha on Kriya Shema. And the mail is not considered a bracha levatolo. If it would be a berachas and mitzvahs, and you can't be Yotze the mitzvahs, it would be a bracha levatolo. But now that it's not, it wasn't niskan as a berachas and mitzvahs, then it's not a problem of a bracha levatolo, and you're yotzei brachas, even though you said them at a time, that you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. However, the shaila is, what's pshat in the Ramban? The Ramban, it's really not Ramban in Allah, it's in Chidushim, it's brought down Chidushim, Kinir, they took it from somewhere, some places brought down Chavei, some places, many, many Maduras, it's brought down on Daf Yer Aleph. The Ramban, in the Sugya Berachas HaTorah, he says that there was a minig in many places to say Kel Melech Neman before Shema, and he came to be Mevatel the minig, and at the end of the day, the Meiri in Magen Avos, in the Sefer Shal Teshuvah is Magen Avos, in the very first stickle, he's Marech Minigeh to this Ramban. He says the Ramban was Machzik Tovil and Afshoy, that he was Mevatel the minig to say Kel Melech Neman, and he says there was never a minig, says the Ramban. And Magen Avos means you're going to protect the Avos, the minig of the Avos, connected that, and to say why we do say Kel Melech Neman, which is the minig of Olam Mizmanenu. Says the Ramban, he says you don't say Kel Melech Neman. What's the reason why? She'adav yodua, she'birchas avas Olam, birchas hamitzvahi in the Kriya Shema. She'kol ha'brachas kulan tunitein bracha over lasiyosin. He says it's poshut, it's yodav yodua, that avarab is birchas hamitzvahi. And at the end of the day, he says that avar, you really don't say, L'chur, the Mashmoy says, you're not mafsik in between the bracha and the mitzvah. But he says more so, Kiyom Melech Neman is really a birchas, is answering Amen. You're not supposed to answer Amen, achar birchas atzmai, befrat in an oifen, that it's going to be mafsik. The mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah. He says, Avo birchas yitza or, ma'avarovim birchas ashvachim. He says, Lehedya, that the only bracha which is the birchas of mitzvah is avarabo. Yitza or is the birchas ashvach for the ma'uris. However, avarab is the birchas of mitzvah. Lefi that, l'chor shver though, ra'oz kasho, that what heter do you have to be mafsik for Shela Sholim between Avarabo and Shema, l'choro, we never find that it's mutter to be mafsik between a berachas mitzvah and the kima mitzvah. You can't be mafsik between Nitilas Lulav and the actual taking of the Lulav. So what right do you have to be mafsik for Shela Sholim between Avarab and Shema? The truth is that the Lachur of Haigain is mashma like that also. It's mashma that he understood that the bracha of Ava Rabba is the Birchas HaMitzvahs. Why is that? We saw at the beginning of the parak, HaYakur Batur V'Giyaz Mana Mikram Kiven Li Bayotso. The halacha is that if the person was learning and laning the Torah, and he came to Zman Kriyashma, if he was Mechav and Liboy, you're Yotze, which the Gemara says at the end of the day, Kiven Liboy just means Kiven Likreis. You're Yotze Dei Chavis Kriyashma. The shaila is, you didn't say the bracha, how could we get to Kriya Shema? Says Tosfos, the first Tosfos in the parak, the Yerushalmi is medayik from here, Zoy Tzaymeres, brachos einan ma'akves. You see, the brachos are not ma'akev. You're yoytze Kriya Shema, even though you didn't say the brachos. The brachos are not ma'akev Kriya Shema. Frek Tosfos, and the truth is, the Rajba brings down, from Rav Haigain, that he has the same kasho, the L'chor is a stira to the sugi that we saw on Daf Yud Beis. On Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara says, Shema mi'ino, brachos, Seder brachas ain't a ma'akvis, that the Seder brachas are not ma'akiv. Even if you say Yitzhar after Avarabo, or even say it after Shema, it's not ma'akiv. However, it's Meduyik, says Rav Haigain, that the brachas, Seder brachas are not ma'akvis, but the actual brachas are ma'akiv. What are they ma'akiv? Ma'akvi is zu. And if you only say Yitzhar, you're not Yitzhar Avarabo. If you don't say Avarabo, you're not Yitzhar. You have to say all the brachas. Frekt Rav Haigain, it's really Taitis Esther on Dafir Gimel, it's a Sirim in Eubay. Mitzad echad, here the Gemara says Nachid Beis. The Gemara says that the bracha is meduric, that the brachas are ma'akiv each other. Mitzad sheni, the Yerushalmi is medayik. The brachas ain't a ma'akiv. The brachas are not ma'akiv. L'choyot tomua. What's the kasha affect the Gedele Achreinim, the Bach, the Shagasarye, and many others? What shaychas b'chol? On Dafid Beis, we're talking about the... On Dafid Beis, let's just read Duch, the Teretz of Tesis first. Tesis says, why is it not Shver? Hosam Ari B'tzibur, and Mashenkin, this Gemara is going B'yachid. B'tzibur, Dainu Amar Lehem Amemuno, the Gemara on Dafid Beis was going B'tzibur. There, the brachos are in a chanami makiv each other. If you only said one bracha, you don't say the other bracha, you're not going to be yetzem. The chayvas brachos. Mashenkin, Hoyakur Batur is talking about a yachid. There, the brachos are not makiv. Now, Shannon, the Teretz of Taisis, is a chorat tamua. What shaykh is, what's the difference between a yachid and a rabbin? What's the difference if it's a yachid or if it's a rabbin? Why in one place should it be makiv and in one place should it not be makiv? Besides the fact that the Lashon of the Meiri is Ein Elu El Adivri Nevius. What shaykhs does it have to be mechalal between a yachid and a rabbin? Not only that, what's the tzad that the brachas should be ma'akiv one to the next? The brachas should be ma'akiv is the tzad that b'tzibur, the brachas are taka ma'akiv one each other. If a person only says one bracha, he's lighting, we had such a case recently by Bris Milo. But we have, let's say, Chanukah licht. If a person only says ladik ner shel Chanukah, and he doesn't say Shal Sanisan Laviseinu. There's a tzad that he's not Yetzin, and it's a bracha of Atala that he said. What's Taka the Pshat by Tzibur? The chilik between Yachar and Tzibur, Tzarech Bir. Even Tzibur, what's the Pshat? Noniach said everywhere it's Makiv. What's the Pshat that it should be Makiv? Why should one bracha be Makiv the other bracha? That's in the Teretz of Taka Shver. But the Kasha is even more Shver. The Kasha Lechera has no Sheikhis. It's not Shver at all. The Gemara in Dafyud Beis that says that the brachas are ma'akiv means that the brachas are ma'akiv each other. If you say one bracha and you don't say the other bracha, it's ma'akiv that you're not yoytze the brachas. The seder brachas are not ma'akiv, but the brachas are ma'akiv each other. You have to say the brachas. It's not talking about kriyishma b'chol. On Dafyud Gimel, that Yerushalmi is medayik, that the brachas are not ma'akiv, that's talking about kriyishma. Even if you don't say the brachas, you still yoytze kriyishma. There's no shachas to each other. The brachas are one thing and kriyishma is another thing. The brachas on Dafyud Beis is mevur, that if you only said one and you don't say the other one, you're not yetzi the brachas. But even if you don't say brachas, it's mevur in Gemara and Dafyud Gimel, the yetzi kriyashma. L'chor, what was shver that we asked as a stira, are brachas ma'akiv on Dafyud Beis is mashma, the brachas are yes ma'akiv, on Dafyud Gimel is mashma, the brachas are not ma'akiv. It's talking about two totally different things. Dafyud Beis is talking about brachas being ma'akiv each other. If you only said one and you didn't say the other one, you're not yetzi the brachas. And on Dafyud Gimel, it's talking about brachas being makiv kriyishma. If you only said one, or you didn't say any of them, it's not makiv kriyishma, you're yetzi kriyishma. What was the kasha that Rav Feigrein asked? Says the Shagas Aryeh, makes a cheshbon that only the Shagas Aryeh can make. Says the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Chavov, he says, I'll prove to you that Tertali is Ebezer. How? Because if you hold that the brachas are makiv each other, that means if you said only Ava Rabo, and you didn't say Yetzer Ar, you're not even Yetzer Ava Rabo. That means it's a bracha levatola. A person says Ava Rabo, and he doesn't say Yetzer Ar at a later point, his first bracha is a bracha levatola. So Omer Lehem HaMemuna. The Memuna told them, Baruch Bracha Achas, make one bracha Ava Rabo. That means, if you hold a bracha of Ma'akiv, that means that they have to say Yetzer Ar at a later point. You're right, beforehand they don't have enough time to say both of them, they're only saying Ava Rabo. They say Ava Rabo, they say Shema, they do the Avodah, at some point they have to get back to Yetzer Ar. Because if you don't say Yetzer Ar later on, then you're not even Yetzer, you're Ava Rabo. So it must be they said the Yetzer Ar. The Shaila is, how could you say Yetzer Ar later on? You're saying Yetzer Ar after you said Shema? Kol HaBrachos Mevarach Alein Oivir L'Asiyason. All mitzvahs have to be Oivir L'Asiyason. Yetzer Ar has to be before Shema if you want to be Yetzer. So Birch is a mitzvah, and it has to be said before Shema. How could you say it after Shema? The truth is that the Or Zeruah says, I see from here, from this question, he says, I see from here that brachas don't have to be made over last year. So it's brought down on the very Tashri by us. Bekitzer. Says we see that because Yetzer Ar, you're making a bracha after Shema. Vaisais, brachas, birchas, mitzvahs don't have to be made over last year. But lechitchila is supposed to be, but the evid that you didn't, you can still make it afterwards. Says the Shagasayir, no way. We know that it has to be made beforehand. So if so, how could you say the Yetzer Ar afterwards, not over last year? Zdav Zayin, says the Shagasayir, that the brachas are also makiv kriyishma. From here, I see that the brachas are also makiv kriyishma. Because if they're ma'akev each other, they also have to be ma'akev Kriya Shema. If they're ma'akev each other, it means that when you said Avarava, you're not Yetzer, so you say Yetzer later on. How could you say Yetzer later on? L'chor is after your Yetzer, the mitzvah of Shema. It must be that the brachas are ma'akev Kriya Shema, and you taka not Yetzer Shema until after you say Yetzer. So your Kriya Shema is mitla toli v'koi until you go ahead and say your Yetzer. So you're not Yetzer your Shema till after Yetzer. So we asked, how can you say the Yetzer after Shema? After you eat the mitzvah, you're not. You're not going to eat the mitzvah of Shema until you say the bracha of Yetzer. Once you say the bracha of Yetzer, then you eat the Kriya Shema. Come to us that your Yetzer is a bracha over Latiyot of your Kriya Shema. It is. Because your Kriya Shema, you're not eat your Kriya Shema until you say the Yetzer. It's over to the Kiya Mitzvah. It's over to the Kiya Mitzvah.
The key mitzvah
didn't happen. It's mitzvah tolei v'toy. Until you say the yoytzer or, you're not yoytzer in the mitzvah. The truth is that the Rav Shach in Aviezri in Ishus Chav Gimel, he's more that. He says l'chor at the end of the day, it's still not over latziyosa. The Shach is saying on this third that over latziyosa has to mean over latziyosa the key mitzvah. So kama that you're not yoytzer the mitzvah of Kriya Shema until you say yoytzer or. Kol kama that you're not yoytzer the mitzvah of Shema until you say Yetzer R, then it's still considered that your Yetzer R is over Lati Yosa. So Amila says the Shagatariye, that's why it has to be Siddap Zayin. It has to be that the two halachas are Tali Zebezeh. It has to be that if you hold that the brachas are ma'akiv each other, then the Hechrich you have to hold that the brachas are ma'akiv Kriya Shema. Because if the brachas are not ma'akev Kriya Shema, then you can't say Yetzer R later on. It's not going to be everlasting else. It must be, if I hold the brachas ma'akev Zelazeh. So I have to say Yetzer R later on, or else I'm not Yetzer Avarabo. And that my Yetzer R is still considered everlasting else, because it's ma'akev the Kriya Shema until I say Yetzer R. Hazei Zok Teshag Esariyah. Kum Teish Lechero, that Teshag Esariyah understood that Sai Yetzer R and Sai Avarabo are both Birchas HaMitzvahs. Not like the Ramban that said before, and that just Avarabo is Birchas HaMitzvahs. Even Yetzer R is considered Birchas HaMitzvahs. Lamaisa the Shagas Ari.
Why does it have to be that?
Why does it have to be that?
It's a bracha which is not a bracha to mitzvah, but you need both brachas in order to create a mitzvah of creation. Why does it have to be a bracha to mitzvah?
Al Tzedina Vayvel Atziyotam. Why does it have to be a bracha to mitzvah then if it's not a bracha to mitzvah? It's a chelek in a chanami. We go out and hold that shtayim lefanev, shtayim lacharev, shtayim lefanev, achaz acharev, and even if you say it afterwards, you yitzah. Alibu Deokha said that they're not makim. But if you hold it's a bracha to mitzvah, it has to be before you. Lamaisa the Shagas Ari is madche. Because of the Talmud Ramban, that in a Chanami, he doesn't quote the Ramban, but that the only thing that's a Birchas HaMitzvah is Avarava, not Yetzer R. So side by side Yetzer R, you could say afterwards it's not a problem of Avir Lassiyasin, because it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's only Avarava is a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's not a Rav. But L'chura, he understood, the Shagatari understood B'das Rav Haigarin, L'chura, that you could say that Avarava is Mamash or Birchas HaMitzvah to the point that it has to be Avir Lassiyasin, and not only that, maybe even your Torah is. Even if you hold in the Rav Haigarin that it's not Zichr, the Orzeruah held that way. The Orzeruah, Aliba, the Orzeruah holds that way. And he says that's why we see from here that even if you didn't make a Berachas HaMitzvah before the mitzvah, you're allowed to make the Bracha after the mitzvah. L'chura, Lefidis, Tzarechbir, Betarti. First of all, Tzarechbir, what we asked before in the Ramban. That how, what right, if you're the Haigarin or the Zeruah, hold like the Ramban, L'chura, how did they understand that you're allowed to be mafsik L'shir L'Sholem in between Avarabo and Shema, L'chura, you're not allowed to be mafsik between the Bracha and the Mitzvah? And second of all, we're back Shver, the original question that we had. That, not the original question, the question that the Shagas Arias, the Baches, what's the Shagas? Once he slugged it up and he said that Yetzer is not considered a Birchas HaMitzvahs, so he lost his whole cheshbon. So once he lost his whole cheshbon, we're shver. What's Pashur Pshat in Tosfos on Dafyud Gimel, Rav Haigarin, that they understood that there's a steer from Dafyud Beis and Dafyud Gimel. Yud Beis is talking about the brachas being ma'akev each other, and Yud Gimel is talking about the brachas being ma'akev Kriya Shema. So it could be with us, the Ramban, that the Ramban understood that it has to be that Avarab is considered a birchas HaMitzvah because he was bothered by the Rishonim's kasha. The Rishonim asked on Daf Yudalid in the sugi of Halil. They said, the Gemara declares, is there an issa to be mafsik in Halil and Megillah? Do we say that it's only Darabana, there's no issa to be mafsik, or because of Pursumi Nisa, there's an issa to be mafsik? In fact, the Rishonim, by halal l'chura, it has to be talking about that you're making a bracha. Because if you're not making a bracha, then how does it pass b'chlal a hefsek by kriyashma? By halal. L'chura is no different than kriyas tilim from perikuf yud gimel through perikuf yud ches. L'chura, that's what halal is. Zikr, there's no iser to be mafsek when a person is saying tilim. So where is the mokin to aser a hefsek in halal? L'chura, if you're not making a bracha, there's nothing that's mechaber all of the kapitlos together that should be an iser to be mafsek. Baal Korcha says in Ramban, it has to be that there's a Mamela say some of the Rishonim, we saw Tesis brought down, it has to be, we'll see Rabbeinu Yonah says differently, but Tesis was Machriach from here, that has to be that in a Chanam you're saying a Bracha, once you're saying a Bracha, so Lav Dafka because there's a Bracha at the beginning and a Bracha at the end, the very fact L'chur that there's a Bracha on the Hallel, and the entire Hallel is a Chilik of the Mitzvah that you're being Mevarach on, that's Mechayiv you that you can't be Mafsik in the Hallel. Since there's a bracha on it, so therefore the bracha is being chal on the entire halal. The meila, if you're going to be mafsik anywhere in the halal, l'chur is going to be mafsik between your bracha and the end of the halal. The meila says the Ramban that l'chur mehai time you have to say that the bracha of avarabo is a bracha on kriyashma. If you understand that it's a birchas and mitzvahs on kriyashma, then you can understand that it passes that there should be a iser to be mafsik in kriyashma. If there's no bracha on kriyashma, what's the iser to be mafsik in kriyashma? L'chura, it's the three parshiyos that are put together. It's no different than Kriyas, the same way that the Rishonim asked that it's like Kriyas Tehillim, this is Kriyas HaTorah. One parsha from Veschanan, one parsha from Ekev, one parsha from Shlach. L'chura, what shaykh is b'chlal? Where should there be a mokim to be asked to say that it's also to be mafsik? Unless you learn, says the Ramban, that the bracha of Avarav is the birchas mitzvah on Kriyashma, and if it's the birchas mitzvah on Kriyashma, then you can't be mafsik till you finish the mitzvah, or else you'd be mafsik in the mitzvah. However, we saw that Rabbeinu Yonah says not that way. Rabbeinu Yonah said that even if you hold that there's no bracha on the mitzvah, dahainu by halal, even if you're not mevarach on halal, still there's an iser to be mafsik. It's not doyim et kriyas tilim. There's an iser to be mafsik in the middle of the shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you say tilim, let's say you decide you say tilim every day, so the chov dalel lechodesh is tilim is halal. If a person splits up the tilim into 30 days, then every chav dal l'chodesh, he says kapitloch, the kapitloch of halal. So l'chora, you're going to tell me that on that day, chav dal l'chodesh is also to be mafsik in between, you're being oisik in the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and fakert, any time that you're saying tilim, you're always being oisik in the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's going to be an iser to be mafsik, so you have to say that there's a chilik. In a chanami, that tehillim is shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's no definitive amount that a person has to say that it should pass to say that there's a problem to be mafsik in between. By halal, even if you don't make a bracha, chazal or keveya, certain kapitlach to say. Bameila, you're supposed to say a certain amount. This is the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're supposed to be mishabeach him at this point. You can't be mafsik in the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha'en kein, if it's just tam kriyas tilim, no one told you that you have to say all these tilim. You can stop in the middle of kapitlach. As a matter of fact, whoever split up the tehillim into 30 days, they took kufyut test and they split it up in the middle. Kufyut test is chof hei and chof vav lechodesh. They split up in the middle. You're being mafsik in between 24 hours till you say the next chelik. It's not a problem. As long as it's not a definitive amount that you have to say, then there's no problem to be mafsik in the shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only where chazal or keveya, that these kapitlach should be said together, then there's a problem to be mafsik in between. L'chora, l'fi this vart of Rabbeinu Yonah, you can understand pshat in where there's an iser, according to other Rishonim, to be mafsik in Kriyashma. Even if you hold that the bracha of Avarab is not a bracha on Kriyashma. And where's the mukkin to be mafsik in between the brachas? L'chora, the brachas are not even makvis. Why should there be an iser to be mafsik? But if you understand that chazal were kriveya, to say them all together, to say all these kapitlach, let's say b'negeta shema, first of all in shema, where is the iser to be mafsik in kriyashma? L'chur, it's just a bunch of prokim of parshiyos that are put together. The iser is, yeah, but chazal put these parshiyos to be said together as one chaticha, as one chativa achas, as one group. And once chazal put it together, memele, now they're being mafsik. You're being mafsik in the shvachay shalmokim. And now you're not allowed to do it in the Kabbalah, Omar Shemaim, Omitzvahs. Asiyas HaMitzvahs, even Vayomer, the Gemara said on Daf Yud Beis, is also Earl Mitzvahs. You're not allowed to be Mafsik Bechlal. Once Chazal put it together, the same way that in Halel, you can't be Mafsik, even if there's no Bracha. Kriyashma also, even if there's no Bracha, you're allowed to be Mafsik. You're not allowed to be Mafsik. That Lechur only answers, though, what is there is to be mafsik in between the parshas of Kriyashma. But Lechur, what is there to be mafsik in between the brachis? Lechur, the brachis aren't a chativa achas. The brachis are two different brachis. Befrat if you hold that the brachis are not brachis with lechavrto. Befrat if you hold that the brachis are not makvizayizu, like the Rav and the Rishenim hold. So what should be the isr to be mafsik in between the brachis? So Lechur, the Mashmois is, we mentioned in the past, that even if you hold that the brachas are not birchas ha-mitzvahs, but they were niskan to be said on Kriyashma, which is really what we quoted from the Rav beforehand. The Rav says, lehedya, that the brachas are not birchas ha-mitzvahs. If they were, you wouldn't be able to have Shela Shalim. However, they were niskan to be said in conjunction with Kriyashma. Like the Mishnah says, b'shachar mevarach shtayim lefaneh, v'achas lacharel, v'arvis mevarach shtayim lefaneh, v'shtayim lacharel. They were all said to be, made to be said together as one mitzvah. As a matter of fact, the last Rashba in the first parak, he quotes the Medrash Sheikh HaTov that says as follows, Zeo Sha'amar HaKosav Sheva B'yem Yilaticho. We already saw a bunch of different times that we darsh in the Pasuk of Sheva B'yem Yilaticho. The first Tesis on Daf Beit Man Aleph. It's darsh in many different ways. The Medrash Sheikh HaTov, capital Vav in Tehillim, says, Zeo Sha'amar HaKosav Sheva B'yem Yilaticho Amar Bishuva Levi Elu Sheva Mitzvahis Sheva Kriyashma. These are the seven mitzvahs of Kriyashma. Yetzer Or, Avarabo, Shema, Vayim Shemaya, Vayomer, Emes V'yatziv, V'gol Yisrael. He splits up Emes V'yatziv, V'gol Yisrael into two. Ulefi she'ein mitzvah tzitzis arvitz. You're not saying Vayomer at night, says the Medrash. Moisif peris sukkah sholim. Therefore we end off with Hashkivenu, peris sukkah sholim, they said, every day of the week. But we end off Hashkivenu at night to make it that there should be seven mitzvahs. Dainu, in the morning and at night, there's seven mitzvahs. It's not that there's three brachas in the morning, four at night, like this is said on Beis Manalaf. The Medrash HaKotev says, no, every Kriyashma that you have has seven mitzvahs. Sheva B'yom Elaticho, this is the Rashba. The Rashba that holds that the brachas are not brachas on Kriyashma. He said, Kama v'kama problem, the brachas are not brachas that were niskan, it's not a brachas on mitzvahs. And that's why it's not a brachal batal if you say it when you're not eating Kriyashma. Nevertheless, the Rashba himself brings down at the end of the parak that the Medrash says that there's Sheva Mitzvah Sheva Kriyashma. They're all mitzvahs that are all one group, one Chavila Achas of the mitzvahs Kriyashma. Yitzhar, Avarabo, Shema, Oyim Shemoya, Vayoymer, Emes Yatziv, Gol Yisrael. That's seven mitzvahs that are all considered one mitzvah of Kriyashma. And Memelo, if that's the case, as a matter of fact, more so, the Rambam says, we'll see in Mitzvah Shem when he gets to Simon Samach Vav, the halacha is that if a person has a suffix, says the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel of Kriyashma, he says if a person has a suffix whether or not they lay in Kriyashma, Choyzer v'kori Kriyashma im HaBrachis. You have to lay in Kriyashma together with the Brachis. Shaila is, why do you have to lay in Kriyashma with the Brachis? Kriyashma is the suffix d'araisa, the suffix d'araisa l'chumro. The Brachis are only d'arabanan, the suffix d'arabanan l'kulo. Why would he say the Brachis again? Anytime that a person has a suffix whether or not he took lulav, you take lulav again in the suffix d'araisa, but you don't make a new bracha. What happens by Kriyashma that you make, you have to make the brachas also. Says the Kesef Mishnah, he quotes a Rashba in Tshuva, that says that any time that Chazal or Mesakin to say Kriyashma, a person to say Kriyashma, they have to say Kriyashma, K'moy she'tiknu Chazal. Chazal or Mesakin to say it all together. It's all one package. There's no saying Kriyashma without the brachas. The brachas and the Kriyashma are all one thing. The Chatzchila, we say it all together. And Memela, even if the suffix is only on Kriyashma, Kol Kamen, you have to say Kriyashma, says the Rashba, we're going to have to say the Brachas also. Lafidus, you could say that in Hanami, even if you hold that the Brachas are not Birchas HaMitzvahs, like the Rashba himself holds, nevertheless, there's an Isser to be Mafsik in between. You can't be Mafsik in between the Bracha, the first Bracha and the second Bracha, and the second Bracha and Shema, or even in Shema Alein, because it's all one Mitzvah. All the brachas are one mitzvah. Don't be mafsik. Sheva mitzvah sheva kriyashma. Sheva b'yemi laticho. You turned it into chativ achas, the one cheftza of halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of the shevach and the kabbalah shemayim is all one thing. But mainly, you're not supposed to be mafsik. B'chlal. That would have been the havamina that you can't be mafsik. As a matter of fact, miskana, that's the way baskin. You're not allowed to be mafsik stamaze for shayla shalom kol adam. Even in between the ben aprakim, you're not allowed to be shayla shalom kol adam. You can be meishim according to Rabbi Yehuda. But stamaze to be mafsik in a chanami, you can't be mafsik. L'chera, if you this, you can understand also, Rav Haigain, you understand first of all why we would have had a havamina, or why according to Rav Haigain l'maisa, the brachas are ma'akiv each other. Why are the brachas ma'akiv each other? Because it's all one mitzvah. If he's only said one mitzvah, so then it's shesh b'yayim hilaticha, not sheva b'yayim hilaticha. Your ma'akiv, the brach was all meant to be said together. If you only say six of the brachas, six of the chalokim of the Shema, then you're missing a bracha, then you could be ma'akiv. One bracha should be ma'akiv the second bracha. You didn't say all the mitzvahs that you're supposed to say, all the chalokim of the mitzvah. And that's why Rav Haigain understood that it's a stira from Daf Yud Beis to Daf Yud Gimel. Daf Yud Beis says that the brachas are ma'akiv each other. Daf Yud Gimel says that the brachas are not ma'akiv kriyishma. Frech to Rav Haigain, why would the brachas be ma'akiv each other? Only because it's all considered one mitzvah. If it's all considered one mitzvah, that's why the brachas are ma'akiv each other, so then the brachas should be ma'akiv kriyishma also. It's all one mitzvah. It's all one chefza, it's all one shtayim lefoneo, v'achas lachare, it's all chazal, we're misakin to say it all together, kokama, that it's niskan to be said all together, memela, it's going to be ma'akiv. I found that from Shach in when he's talking about the Shach Yitzari that we mentioned before in Hilchas Ishus, Perakov Gimel, he basically goes with this mahalach that Chazal were misakin to do it all together. He asks Lachara, he says it's pashat that the bracha shouldn't be ma'akiv the mitzvah, and the bracha shouldn't be ma'akiv kriyashma. Where do we find anywhere that brachas are ma'akiv a mitzvah? Where do we find anywhere that one bracha is ma'akiv the second bracha? It has to be dafka din b'negiat the kriyashma, that the brachas can be ma'akiv each other. And he says, he's matmiya, he says, what's the pshat that the Rav Haigain, he says that there's a chilik between, what's the teretz of Rav Haigain, Tosfos brings it down, that when a brach is ma'akves, that's only betzibur. However, when it's biyachad, the brach is not ma'akiv. So we ask, what's the difference? Ein elu elu divrei nevius. Rav Shach asks even more. He says, every tzibur is made up of a lot of yechidim. So zolzayim that I'm not a tzibur, fine, I won't be a tzibur, I'll be a yachid. Why can each yachid if ne'atzmoy be yetzin? If everybody's saying kriyishma together in the tzibur, so then why shouldn't be yetzin? As they affect Rav Shach. So l'chora you could say pshat is alpi what we saw in the tour in Siman Nun Tes, and the truth is the Ramban that we quoted at the beginning actually says this lahedi also, that it used to be that b'tzibur they wouldn't say, the whole tzibur wouldn't say the berichas kriyishma. Only the chazan would say berichas kriyishma. The rosh was minig was that he would say it also because he didn't want to be yetzin with the chazan. But the chazan betzim, they weren't kinyir, they weren't pekin. Memela, the chazan would be mitzi everybody with birchas kriyishma. If that's the case, then you could understand that there was the takana that if you don't say it kemoish tzarich, you don't say everything you're supposed to say, then it's ma'akiv each other. Because there you're saying everything. The tzibur is saying, the chazan is saying the brachas together with the kriyishma. In echanami, every yachad is not saying it. Pshat said every yachad should be yetzin, every yachad is not saying it. The chazan is being mitzi the tzibur. Kokama, that the chazan leaves out a bracha, then in echanami he didn't do as chazal mersakin. There's seven mitzvah sheve kriyash, he didn't do. You didn't do the Sheva Mitzvahs. B'yachid can say that the Yechidim didn't even say it. If the Yechidim weren't Bekim, they didn't even say. There is no chiv to say B'chlal, the brachas of Kriyashma. Then certainly the brachas are not going to be ma'akiv each other. Because you don't even have a chiv to say the Kriyashma L'chatchilo. The whole takana was, when you're saying, if you say one bracha, then in Chalami maybe you'll be ma'akiv the other bracha. You didn't say Kamosha Tariq. But if you didn't say the brachas B'chlal, Zichr is not going to be ma'akiv Kriyashma because the Yechidim didn't say the brachas. It was the tzibur that said the brachas. Even if you have a yachad that knew it, but you can't tell me that it's going to be ma'akiv if Rebbe the Yechidim aren't saying it. It's only in the tzibur that the bracha, that everybody, everything is being said, all the brachas and all the parshas of kriyashma, that's when the brachas are ma'akiv each other and the brachas are ma'akiv kriyashma. We're still shver though, the last thing that we have shver really is pshat and the Ramban. We understand why pshat and Rav Haigain, why one bracha should be ma'akiv the second, why the bracha should be ma'akiv kriyashma. And why should pass that there should be a hefsik in between the brachas, even though the brachas are not ma'akiv each other, because it's all one hefta of brachas together with kriyishma. The shayla is, according to the Ramban, that held even more so that the bracha is a birchas ha-mitzvahis. So then, what's takav shas that we allowed shayla sholem in between the bracha and the mitzvah? According to everybody else, even if you understand that it's all one mitzvah, however, it's not a mamish a birchas ha-mitzvahis. So b'mokam atzurich. Shela Sholem, Derech Eretz, they said you could be mafsik in between. It's not a problem. The Chatzchila is certainly not to be mafsik. But B'mokam HaTzarich allowed to be mafsik. But according to the Rambam, that holds even more so, that it's mamash and birchas ha-mitzvahs, then you have the Ra'al's kasha. What right do you have to be mafzik in between the bracha and the mitzvah? L'chari, be mafzik between the bracha and the mitzvah. The truth is that it's really shrei on the Rambam, something else also. The halacha is that after Gimel Shoyz, you're allowed to loy hifzid. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, after Gimel Shoyz, if a person did a lay in Kriyashma, loy hifzid, ka'odam akwer batiru. The Gemara says, what does it mean, loy hifzid? Loy hifzid abrachis. You're allowed to say the brachis. The shal is, if the brachis is a birchas mitzvahs, what right do you have to say a birchas mitzvahs when you're not being into the mitzvah? After Gimel Shoyz. What's pshat on the Rambam? So the chura b'dasa Ramban, even if you hold that it's a birchas mitzvahs, it's not a regular birchas mitzvahs. It's muchrach that it's not a real birchas mitzvahs. Well, how do I know? Because he didn't say asher kedishonu mitzvahs v'tivanu, the kriyas hashma. If it was a regular birchas mitzvahs, so why wouldn't you make kloshen ara? Why wouldn't they be talking about be'a kotzer? If you look at the Ramban, what does the Ramban say? He says zeu shomarnu b'hishkim l'shana isachar shakor kriyashma ein tzarach levarich shkvar niftar ba'ava rabo. The birchas shinun teruhi. Says the Ramban, the same Ramban that says that the bracha of Avraham is a bracha, is a birchas mitzvah for kriyashma. He says, he continues, and he says, the birchas shinun teruhi. What's the reason why if you say Avraham, you eat the birchas of teruhi? Because it's a bracha for shinun teruhi. That means that we saw such a thing by Rabbeinu Yonah, if Talmud remembers. At the beginning of the Masechta, Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you say Shema, you davened Marav too early. So you're saying Shema after the Zman. Again, you're repeating Shema. What bracha should you make beforehand? Rav Amram says, "Asher kedishanu mitzvahs v'tivanu." He says, that's not a bracha. What should you make? You should say, Avas Olam. Why? The birchas shinun haTorah. That was the lashon. The birchas shinun haTorah. It's not a bracha on Shema, per se. It's a bracha on shinun haTorah, of learning Torah. And Mimela, if you're saying Shema, then it passes to say it. That's why Mishnah Berurah passes that if you say Avas Olam, it also works as a birchas haTorah. It's a birchas shinun haTorah. Kinira, the Ramban understood, like the Miri says, and the Tashbait says this, the Rashbash, in his Truva Kufayin Dal, the truth is that the Bir Alacha quotes that we saw in the Reish Lamatess. I don't know if the early wheeler is what it was, but in Reish Lamatess, the Bir Alacha quotes the Truva's Rashbash, that's the son of the Rashbait. In Simon Kufayin Dal, the Bir Alacha quotes him in Simon Kufayin Dal that says that they were mafkia when they were misaki in Avarabo, they were mafkia the Asher Kedishonu be mitzvaysov, and said that you don't have to say it. In other words, the bracha is a bracha that works as a birchas mitzvahs. There were kilo mafkia that you don't have to say asher kedishan mitzvahs v'tivanu anymore because your avar abba works as a birchas mitzvahs on kriyashma. However, it's not mamash a bracha on kriyashma. The bracha is a bracha on shinun haTorah, and memela works for birchas haTorah b'chol. And memela, according to Ramban, l'chur, that's why according to Ramban, the Ramban says that it's a bracha of shinun, it's a bracha of, on kriyashma. Now, how do we understand the anshei mishmar? The Anshe Mishmar, they would say Avar Abba, then they say Aseret HaDibris, and then they would say Kriyashma. What right do they have to be mafsik between the Avar Abba and the Kriyashma? The answer is that the Aseret HaDibris is also Shinun HaTorah. Remember, it's not a hefsik, it's not a problem to be mafsik. L'chura, the bracha of Avar Abba is a bracha on Shinun HaTorah. Why does it work L'maisa for Shema? If it's a bracha on Shinun HaTorah, what do we say? Lil Maidu Lalamid Lishma Velas Lakaim is called the Rey Samotar Sechel Babo. What does it have to do with Kriyashma? It's a bracha on Shinun HaTorah. What does it have to do with Kriyashma? Says the Rashbash, he says that we say V'yachid levavenu la'avu li'yir Hashemecho. Or maybe we could say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'yachid us la'avu li'yir, which is the Indian of Kriyashma. Avin Yira, like Taisa says, Shnei Psukim Eilu Medavim B'yichra Hashem B'avasim B'yirasoi V'yachid levavenu la'avu li'yir. Or you say li'yachidcha ba'avu. And a night in Avas Olam we say B'shachveinu uvekumeinu nasiach v'chukecho. Why don't we say Be'erev v'beweker? B'shachveinu uvekumeinu is referring to Kriyashma. So there's a remez for Kriyashma both in Avar Abba and Avas Olam. So even though the bracha is a bracha for Shinun HaTorah according to Ramban, it works also as a birchas hamitzvahs for Avar Abba. Lefi this, l'chari, we can understand why you're allowed to be mevarech achar gimel shoyz. According to Ramban, that the bracha of Avar Abba is a birchas hamitzvahs to Kriyashma, if you can't be yotzei Kriyashma after Gimel Shoyz, how could you say Avar Abba after Gimel Shoyz? The answer is, ka'odem ha-kerir batero. Somebody that says Shema afterwards, he's like a person that's kerir batero. But mainly, let it say Avar Abba, because it's a bracha of Shinun HaTorah. even though in a Hanami, for sure if you didn't say Birchas HaTorah, for sure it makes sense that you're allowed to do it. Even if you did say Birchas HaTorah, the bracha was Niskan as a bracha for Shinon HaTorah. Memela, even if you're not being used to Kriya Shema, because you said Kriya Shema earlier, you still always say Avraham according to Ramban. It's a bracha that Shaykh to Shinon HaTorah, and Memela, Ka'odam HaKorah HaTorah. You're right, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvahs Be'etzem. It's a bracha which works as a Birchas HaMitzvahs if you need it to work as a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Memela, the bracha is a bracha of Shinon HaTorah. Says the Ramban, it works as a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Once you have this bracha, you no longer have to say Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Tzivanu Likuras Hashma, because it works also as a Birchas Mitzvah. The same way that it works as a Birchas HaTorah, right? Avraham works as a Birchas HaTorah. Do you have to use it as a Birchas HaTorah? No, we say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. But if you didn't say Birchas HaTorah, Avraham works as a Birchas HaTorah. So to over here, Avraham works as a bracha also for Kriya Shema. It doubles both as a regular Avraham, as a Birchas HaTorah, as a bracha for Kriya Shema. We'll say the same thing. Lefidus, you could say that that's the reason why they matter Sheila Shalom in between. Why did they matter Sheila Shalom? Why did they matter Sheila Shalom? We have the Raz question. Why did they matter Sheila Shalom in between Avarabo and Shema? The answer is because it's not Frekter Raw. Why is it different than any other mitzvah? Netilas Luv, for sure you're not going to do Sheila Shalom in between Netilas Luv and taking the Luv. The answer is because it's not like Netilas Luv. This is a bracha, which is a bracha. It works as a Birchas HaMitzvahs, but it's not Be'etzem, a bracha of Likuras HaShema. It's a bracha which stands in and of itself. It's a bracha of Shinon HaTorah. And even if you don't need to be Yotze Kriya Shema now, you would still say Avarabo. It's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, Zachor, it's a bracha of Atala. The answer is no, it's not Be'etzem a bracha of Atala. It's a bracha which works also as a Birchas HaMitzvahs. And Memela, that's why they said, it's different than every Al Netilas Luv. You're allowed to b'makom atzerech, b'makom derech eretz, ava v'yiro, somebody b'pnei ava b'pnei covered, or b'pnei yiro b'pnei covered, you're allowed to be shoyol sholem, ata derech eretz, and to be machzik in between. It's not a problem. What then? The shaila is, fakert, l'chora, you're right that it's not a problem to be machzik, but l'chora, my Kriya Shema now no longer has the birchas mitzvahs beforehand. According to the Ramban, that holds that the bracha, that Kriya Shema, if you look at the Ramban says, all mitzvahs need a bracha lifnel, like Hallel and Megillah, v'kol shekein Kriya Shema, Zokter. Kol shekein Kriya Shema needs a bracha over Las Yasson. So we're answering up why it's not a problem to be mafsik, because it's not mamash regular birchas mitzvahs. So zaynozai. But now my Kriya Shema doesn't have a bracha beforehand. But in Lachor you could say that for that very reason, that it's not mamash a bracha on the mitzvah, it's a bracha of Shinon HaTorah, which works also as a birchas mitzvahs, that it's not a problem, it's considered as you still have a bracha on the mitzvah. Why is that? Because the bracha is a bracha that stands in and of itself. The same way that we found in the Yerushalmi. It's the Yerushalmi says you have to learn right after Avarabba. If you want to be Yetzer with Avarabba, it's a Birchas HaTorah. Says Tosfos, according to the Bavli, you don't have to. Even if you don't learn right away after Avarabba, your Yetzer, your Birchas HaTorah, even though you weren't Yetzer. Why? Because the bracha is a bracha that stands bifnei atma. It's not a bracha that has to be tzamud. It's a birchas hamitzvahs. The always the problem that you have that you can't be mafsik between a birchas hamitzvahs and the mitzvah is because the bracha has nothing to be chal on. If you're mafsik between your al nefilas lulav and then you say shalom aleichem Rebbe Umari and then you take your lulav, then your bracha wasn't chal on the mitzvah because you were mafsik in between. But a bracha which is a bracha of Shinon HaTorah, it stands in and of itself. It has the yichelus to be chal itself even without being chal on the Kriya Shema. And that's why even if it wasn't Lomad al-Asar, according to the Bavli, you could use that as a Birchas HaTorah. Why is that? Because the bracha is a bracha which stands by itself. It's a bracha that stands by itself. But Meila, once I could say that the bracha is not the regular Birchas HaMitzvahs, but Meila, there's no problem to be Shol B'Sholem, and it's not considered also that my Shema doesn't have a bracha beforehand, because the bracha is there. The bracha stands there, I was Mastik, and I have Shema. I didn't lose my bracha. You only lose your bracha if the bracha doesn't have what to be chalon. So memela, the bracha is mitla tolevikai, doesn't have what to be chalon, you lost your bracha. But kokama, that my bracha stands in and of itself as the bracha of Shinon HaTorah. And that means that it can be used as Birchas HaTorah. It's a bracha in and of itself. Avarabo is not going to be said, even if you're not going to be here to Kriya Shema, you still say Avarabo. It's not a bracha of Atola. You're even allowed to say it after Gemal Shoyes. Avarabo is a bracha which be'etzim stands by itself. Memela, you don't have. It doesn't need to be chal on something. Memela, there's no problem to be mafsik in between Avarabba and the Shema. And even according to the Ramban, it's not going to be a problem, Sheila Shalom, between Avarabba and Shema.